Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every weekday morning, you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee. That's all mine. No, you could have some. A little bit of coffee. We get into God's Word. Be careful, it's hot. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2024, Lord willing, we'll make it through Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Hebrews. Why don't we have some coffee? We'll pray and get into God's Word. All right, you ready to pray? All right. Father, we thank you so much for this day. What a blessing it is to get to spend time together. Thank you that we get to read your word together. And God, we pray that you would please help us to love you well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are at the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 26. We're going to finish off the chapter. So Daniel and I, yesterday, we went over all these different tribes, and the biggest one was the tribe of Judah. But God had them number all the people. And so that's where the story picks up. You ready? Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, so Numbers chapter 26, verse 52, to these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a smaller inheritance. So large tribes get what? Lots of land, a large inheritance. And if it's a small tribe, what do they get? A small inheritance. Yeah, a small inheritance. Each of you, each shall be given its inheritance according to those who were numbered of them. But the land shall be divided by lot. They shall inherit. No, we don't need that. They shall inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. So in the order that it was listed. According to the lot, their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and the smaller. So everybody gets a fair share, right? That's right. And who's the one who tells them what the share is?
God.
God does, that's right, by casting the lot. And these are those who were numbered of the Levites according to their families. Of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites. Of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites. Of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahalites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites. And Kohath begot Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And to Amram she bore Aaron and Moses, and their sister. Do you know their sister's name? Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered profane fire before the Lord. Now those who were numbered of them were 23,000, every male from a month old and above. For they were not numbered among the other children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given to them among the children of Israel. Okay, so 23,000, 1 month and up for the Levites. The previous part in chapter 26, it was grown men, 20 years old, right? They had beards and stuff because they were able to go to war. But for the Levites, they're counting even the little babies. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. Ready for this? But among these there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, the priests, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. All those people in the first census, guess what happened?
What?
They died. Yeah, they had died by this point. For the Lord had said to them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. So there was not left a man of them, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Yeah, so there's only two old guys left, Joshua and Caleb. Everybody else, they died. Yeah, so there's a whole new generation of Levites and young men to go to war. Isn't that interesting? So did God destroy everyone in the wilderness?
Mm-hmm.
Did he take them in the wilderness to let them, like, you know, totally be depleted and die out entirely? Did God forsake his promise? Did he turn his back on his promise?
No.
Did God change his mind and say, ah, never mind, I'm not going to give him the land? No, he was still a good covenant-keeping God, wasn't he?
Very good covenant.
Yeah, good covenant-keeping God. So covenant is like a promise in a contract. God said, I will be your God and you will be my people. And he promised that he was going to give Abraham the land and that he was going to make him into a great nation. And now there's over 624,000 people. Yeah, one guy who's as old as dead, 100 years old. One boy. And now it's grown into over 500,000 men. That's not even including the little girls and the mommies. Had God kept his promise? Did he make Abraham into a great nation?
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. Is he a good God? Mm-hmm. You ready to pray? Okay. God, we thank you so much that you are the one who has given us your promise, and you are a God who keeps your promises. Lord, we thank you that you swore by your name because you could swear upon nothing higher, and that you have saved us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that we would be faithful and that we would follow after you. In Jesus' name, amen. You ready to say goodbye? Well, I'll say maybe like a final blessing and then you can say goodbye, okay? Well, I pray that the Lord blesses you and that you know that your covenant-keeping King always remembers his promises. I'll see you next time. Bye.